What's up? What's up? This is Angel Renee from Healing Versus Hurt Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. Happy hump day. It is hump day, right? It's the 28th of February. Yes, it's hump day. What's going on? How y'all feeling? How y'all toes doing? Okay. What's up? All right. Listen, we got a story time today. Y'all know I couldn't come back without some story times. I have a story time for your ass. So get your tea, get your coffee, get your water so you can continue to mind your business, unlike some folks that I'm about to discuss. And I'm sure you all have had an interesting full moon extravaganza that just passed. Okay, we had that full moon on what, the 24th of February, I believe. Man, but that weird ass energy, I swear, it was going on way before the 24th of February. It was definitely, listen, I can say it was going on, and excuse me, I don't have my mic on today. I'm cooking and talking and just hanging out with you all. But the energy was going on, if you ask me, like the end of January. Like if I think back, I believe that's when it was, okay? Listen. Just know, let me tell y'all, I literally was sitting up the other day. I said, wow, I said, I got an enemy, right? When you sit up and you recognize that you have an enemy who used to be your, I'm doing the little air marks or whatever you call them, the little air quotes. Your best friend, one of your best friends. Listen, y'all, when you recognize you have a new enemy, but always felt like this person, y'all gotta hear me out, tap in. When you recognize that you have an enemy who used to be a friend and now they're a frenemy, that's what they call them, frenemies, but this person is not around me. So some of y'all got people around y'all right now who are trying to disturb your peace because they cannot find their own peace. Am I right? Some people cannot find their own peace, so they come in trying to disturb yours. They thought they had one up on you. They thought they was going to come in. They thought they was going to be lollygagging. And they thought they was going to be able to manipulate a situation. But instead, the tables turned. The tables turned on they bullshit. So I have a young lady who I was quote unquote friends with. Okay. But I knew for a very long time what type of time she was on. I knew from some things some people told me about her and her, some of the ways that she looked at me or viewed me. I remember this one time, this guy I used to talk to, and we talked for a very long time and we were friends as well. He told me, like, just so you know, I ain't mad at you, but your girl told me, now mind you, we young, we like 15, 16. Your girl told me you got this guy number. Now there's no way he would know that, because literally that past weekend, I had got a guy's number. And that girl was the only one that was with me, okay? So I knew she had told. He was like, so you better watch her because she a hater. He told me that for years. You hear me? And I didn't have my voice back then. My throat chakra was not active how it's active now. You know, I didn't have the maturity, of course, at 14, 15, 16 that I do now at 40, right? There's things that I did not experience, you know, things I didn't know how to handle at that age, you know what I'm saying? So of course, you know, you kind of going through the motions, you keeping these quote unquote friends around, you staying around them, they staying around you, you know, everybody's trying to grow and learn themselves on top of each other and figure out life, you know? So this person and I had a situation that occurred in 2022, okay? And I decided to not call this person back based upon how their loyalty looked in my eyes and how I perceived it. And I felt as though it was a meaningless conversation to have. This is how I felt again, 2022, okay? I would probably handle things totally different, right? But back then, this is how I handled it. And so, and it's a longevity of things. It wasn't just that, you know, but so, you know, you just hear me out. Me and the person don't talk no more. Me and the person had our words. I didn't say much because I'm like, if I really wanted to say some things, how I know you haven't truly been a friend, even though they were saying that I wasn't, you know what I mean? I could go there because a lot of their stuff was, how can I say, when you know, it's like, you know, you get this sense from God, from the ancestors, where they let you know that this person is this way, or they'll put people in your life to show you this is how this person is, or the person will say shit like, for instance, you were stuck up. I thought you was stuck up when I met you. Stuck up, stuck up, stuck up. They love that word with me, right? It's so cute. But they've been the only person that ever have used that word. And I've always felt like the person had a tinge of jealousy. And I'm never the person where I'm like, oh, they so jealous. They so jealous. No, this person specifically I'm speaking of. Okay. And even when it came to guys, I remember this one time, and I'm getting to what happened last week. But I remember this guy. I told this person, I said, yeah, girl. I was like, I'm about to get his number. Did she not tell a friend of ours that she wanted his number and got his number? But what ended up happening, he didn't even want to talk to her no way. See how the tables will turn on your ass when you being shiesty and nasty toward people who you call your friend? But it's those little things growing up. And once you get older, you like, damn, like, I've been told things about you. I've seen things about you. But as a child, you're keeping these people who you called your friends, you're keeping them along with you. But really, you should have let them go at 14, 15, 16. But you didn't know how, right? So now they're just lingering around. But you got in the back of your head, don't know how to express it, that you don't trust these people. And so, so it's coming out in like God not allowing you to go to their events. God is literally getting in the way, not allowing you to have money to drive somewhere, allowing things to happen in my relationships, that in my home, where it did not, it stayed and kept me stuck. Like, certain things started to happen in my life because I didn't let these people go, because I didn't go with my first mind, because I didn't know how to at the time, because I didn't know my worth. I didn't know how to use my voice. And and these people came along with me, right? But let me say this. I never regret any of the relationships that I had. I don't regret any of them because everything happens the way that it's supposed to happen, because my mindset wouldn't even be the mindset today when it comes to relationships, friendships, romantic relationships, family relationships. Like, I have a keen sense and a strong intuition when it comes to certain things. And I have to trust, and I do, because I trust my higher self to continue to guide me, which is God. I continue to allow that energy to guide me. Now I do. Back then, I didn't know what that was. I thought I was just being mean if I didn't want to be somebody's friend, because I didn't know my worthiness, right? So let's jump into it. Let's jump into it, y'all. So I haven't talked to this lady since like September of 2022, okay? This young lady, 2023 comes, my child's birthday. She used to be the godmother, right? So my child's birthday come around in 2023, February 2023. She never called, never reached out, no email, no smoke signal, none of that. You know, I didn't expect that. Of course not. Why would I expect that? We don't talk. We're not friends. You already said it as well. I have receipts. I have text messages saying it. You use the word too loosely, right? It's okay. And it's like it, when people recognize that you don't align with another person anymore, and when you recognize that, you will free yourself from anger. You will free yourself from hate. You will free yourself from so many emotions that can cause you to be in a low vibration. If you recognize that we are just not in alignment, we don't have to be mad at each other. You couldn't, Angel, you couldn't come to events because the reasons that you gave, and they were out of your control. The other person, you couldn't come to certain things. And you claimed you couldn't, because I'm putting in quotation marks because it's so funny. The person told me why they couldn't come to something that I had. I didn't expect them to. I was fine that they didn't. But when they gave me a second story because they forgot the first story they told me, that's when I knew, like, oh, you lied. And I just kept it to myself. I just kept it to myself. Thought that was cute. So fast forward, we're entering into 2024. Okay. Happy calendar year. Okay. Happy new calendar year. So y'all peep y'all. So this person decides after, we had our words back in 2022 and, this person blocked me, my family, my kid's father, my middle child, blocked us all on Instagram. Okay. Stupid ass Instagram. I've been knowing this person since motherfucking, seventh, eighth grade, child. She goes on Instagram to block us. Okay. I said, oh, back then I said, I do you one better. I block your ass on the phone. Don't call, don't text no more. Got that last text on September 25th, 2022. After that, the girl got the blocking. Actually, it's funny because the father of my kids, she was following him. So it showed that she followed him back. So he said, oh, she must have unfollowed me, which is weird. He's showing me, like, we see this together. Then she ended up unfollowing and blocking him. So I looked, I said, oh, well, she still follow me. Why she choose you first? Oh, I said, she probably upset because she was looking at all your stories when we was in Miami back in 2022 for my birthday, because she ain't looking at none of my stories. He was like, your girl looking at my stories. I said, oh, but all she seen was me across the stories. I said, so she probably pissed right now. Okay. What do you mean you're having fun? You hurt my feelings, supposedly, even though she was the unloyal one, but we ain't even gonna get into that today. Well, that's gonna be for another day. Okay, so listen, y'all, then, y'all, you have to laugh at these people because they are hilarious, y'all. So then, y'all, my daughter's birthday come around, my youngest, who she was the godmother, right? I'm trying to bring you back because y'all know I like to go back and forth as far as like this. Okay, so the child decides, she called my kid's father from a number that he didn't even recognize. It wasn't even the number that she done had since 8th, 9th grade. And she still has that number, by the way, and I'm going to let you know how I know in just a moment. She calls from the state that she lives in phone number, which is her work phone. So he answered the phone because he don't know who it is. So he's like, hello. The person says, hey, you know who this is? He's like, no. She said who she is and talking about wish. I just want to wish my booski, talking about my child, a happy birthday. I'm like, wait a minute. She did what? She called you from another number that you wasn't going to know. She told me that she used the term friend too loosely. So basically, we ain't never been friends. Cool. Gotcha. Great. There's a lot of things I wish I did not participate in then. Okay. But she didn't decide to call me from that number. But she called you. But she blocked you first on Instagram. Huh. Whew. The sense ain't sensing, y'all. And neither is her actions. So I said, okay. I got you. So I sat on it. I sat on it for a few days. I thought I was like, you know what? She gonna feel that. She gonna feel that. I'm gonna leave that alone. She gonna feel that. I'm like, no, I need to say something. So I talked to a really, really good friend of mine and a sister of mine. And I said I was right in the middle about to message this young lady. She said, no, call her. She needs to hear your voice. I said, you know what? You're right. She does. I said, if this ain't disrespect, I don't know what is. You're disrespectful. He's not your friend. What are you doing? Like, this is the thing, y'all. She's recently married, so you're supposed to be in your honeymoon phase. It's less than 5 years, I feel like. Then on top of that, you just had a new baby. The baby less than 3 years old, y'all. Why you got so much time on your hands to be thinking about somebody that you stopped fucking with in 2022? Okay? I put to you like this. We stopped fucking with each other. Okay? Because I ain't fucking with nobody who use certain words with me. I'm going to be done with you. I won't say shit else to you. Okay? If you get too disrespectful. Okay? So, here we are. I wait a few days. I'm sitting at my desk. At where I said, yeah, I'm a call. Call the phone. I called a phone number I knew, okay, from the city that we grew up in. I called that number that the girl had since we was in high school. So it rang, went to voicemail. Cool. Okay. Whatever. So I waited a little bit. Then I text her, y'all. I sure did. I text her and I told her, hi, this is Angel. Whoop-de-woo. I got some information that you decided to reach out to the father of my children, which makes no fucking sense, y'all. It makes no sense at all. And I don't know who it makes sense to. It makes sense to her, come to find out. Okay. I felt like it was disrespectful. And I felt like that's just part of that unloyal energy that she continues to have and have been having since I met her. Okay. And so I'm like, okay. So I ended up sending a message and telling her, you know, that was clown behavior and very disrespectful to me. Okay, that's what I said. And I said, and I would appreciate if you lose my family's phone numbers. Okay, that's how I put it. That's it. A little few minutes later, she called. I say hello. She's screaming at the top of her lungs. When I say she probably need a new lung at this point, she was screaming. Okay. I couldn't even understand what she was saying. So she said, disrespect. but take this, y'all know, like, I'm not yelling. So take this, like, the hurts, like, take it all the way up. Like, she was screaming. She was screaming. She was angry. You could hear it. It's been mustering up. She probably had some shit written down she was going to say to me. Because I remember she typed down some shit on her phone for her brother when it was some shit that she went through with him too. she had a whole little article what she was going to say to him and his mother, his children. Like, call the motherfucker and just say it, okay? You play too much. You're petty as fuck, okay? So, y'all, hear me. She is like, this baby say, disrespect, that message is just stupid. So mind you, I'm just talking. This is me talking. She's yelling this. I said, huh, stupid, huh? I said, no, it's not stupid. It's stupid. I said, that's the only word you got for it, huh? So she's screaming. The thing is, y'all, I wish I could tell y'all more, but she was screaming. I was a hoe. I was a bitch. I was, what she say? She was like, she said, you selfish ass bitch. Oh, y'all, I got demeaned by this one. And I wanted to be like, the nerve. She kept cussing. She kept cussing, okay? And I told her, I said, I'm not about to cuss at you. I'm not about to raise my voice at you because at this point, I'm like, I'm just calling you by last week. And the thing is, when a person knows me, they'll know if you talking right, if you're talking like an adult, I'll have any conversation with you. If you're talking like an adult, we can have any conversation. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. But when you're screaming at the top of your lungs and demeaning my character, because I'm not going to do that to you, no matter what you have done, I'm never going to scream at you, call you out your name, demean your character. I don't care what you done did. I'm not going to do that to you. So I'm not going to accept that because those are my boundaries, right? That is how I value myself. But see, certain people don't even value themselves and don't know how to value themselves. How about grab my ebook so you can learn how to use values in your life? How about that? Beauty That Can't Be Ignored ebook. Grab you one, okay? It's on my website, healingversushurt.com. All right, let's move right along. So the thing is that this young lady, as she's screaming and calling me out my name and just saying all kind of things, I was 2 seconds away, y'all, because listen. When you know something, when people come at you how they come at you, and you know even with other relationships that they've had, you'll listen to their stories and you like, interesting. You know what I'm saying? Interesting, to say the least. And you're hearing them. And when she kept calling me selfish, I was 2 seconds away from saying, oh, am I the same selfish how you called your husband selfish? Am I that selfish? How you was telling me how he be selfish? Is that the same? Are we on the same level or am I a little bit higher than him? Like, let me know. Let me know, sis. I was 2 seconds away. I ain't gonna lie, but I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. Why I didn't? Because I said it on here on my platform, but I ain't named no names. Because I didn't know if he was listening. I didn't know if, I just didn't know. So I didn't want to do that. Only for him. It didn't have anything to do with protecting her. It had everything to do with protecting him. You feel me? And so I'm like, and just listen at her come at me. I could have came at her so many times about how I felt like she's always been, but for what? I couldn't get a word in just about what had happened a week ago. And when I tell you I'm talking, but while I'm talking, telling her about herself, how I look at it as clown behavior, how I look at it as disrespectful in my eyes, I'm steady saying these things and telling her how I feel and why I feel like this. She's screaming. She's like, you're the reason we're in this predicament now. Girl, y'all, you would think that she was my woman, for real. You would think she was my woman and I done cheated on her for the 20th umpteenth time, y'all. Okay? Damn. To hear the amount of anger in this young lady. Y'all, I'm laughing, but it's scary. And not scary, like I'm scared because I'm not. Like my ancestors and God about to handle her. She don't even know yet. She don't even know, but she about to feel it. Because you never should have got disrespectful to me like that. Because, see, you never should have did it. I ain't going to get into all that. You never should have did it. So now my spiritual team got to be like, we got you, boo. You don't play with me like that. You don't play with me like that because I was legit calm. And before I even called her, I literally was talking to God, like, just give me the words. Just give me the words for her, whatever that looks like. Give me the words. Give me the energy. That's what I said. And I had all of that. And it wasn't a put on. I wasn't scared. I wasn't faking it. It was like, no, like, you don't do that. How don't you know you ain't supposed to do that? She felt like It was nothing wrong with what she did. And I'm thinking to myself, you didn't see me messaging your husband / kid's father to tell him congratulations on your new baby. Like, I wouldn't do that. I had unfollowed him. He just started following me a couple months ago on Threads, y'all, which was weird, and still follow me on Instagram. I don't care who follows me. That's the whole thing. I'm gonna follow certain people. People gonna follow me. I guess because I'm looking at it as like, that's her husband. I'm like, why would you start following me just a few months ago on Threads when I'm sure her mouth has opened and let you know exactly what I did to her? Y'all, if I went into detail for real about this young lady and how I know she always throws shade, y'all be like, well, it definitely don't make sense why you stay her friend. I had to check myself. Listen, that's why when you come to doing your shadow work and you recognize, like, I kept these people around because of this, not because, oh, they wasn't a friend to me and they made me not be their friend and I had to stop talking to them because they did this to me. No, not that type of energy. Not that type of energy. It's more so, I knew my place and how I play. I knew I knew the energy that I play in the relationships. I also knew what I was going through. So that was something the person brought up. I can't remember why the person brought that up. And they said something about me going through something. I couldn't remember because she was just screaming so much. I'm like, I kind of understand when these men go through that with these women who don't have control of their emotions and screams. And I mean, I don't mean just like yell a little bit. I mean, like, she about to pass the hell out. I was hoping the baby wasn't around because I'm like, damn, don't fall out and the baby ain't being watched because you about to bust something. You got to bust something over there. Okay? Literally. It was literally that loud, y'all. Like, she was for real on one. And I asked her. I said, so. And while I'm asking questions, y'all just know. Just imagine a person screaming and yelling and calling you out your name the whole time. I'm like, you must have had this written down. You couldn't wait to say all this shit to me. No, I ain't even say shit because I ain't cuss. I said, you couldn't wait to say all this to me. You had this written down. She got even more angry. I didn't care, y'all. Because this is the thing. Like I said, I don't mind talking about things that happened in our past. But you're not going to scream and call me out my name and say things to me that are disrespectful to who I am. Okay? Because if I was that horrible, why you not doing your shadow work to find out why you kept me around all them years? Because I done the shadow work. I know why I kept you around. I know for a fact why I kept people around in my life that I call my friends. I know why. Did I love the shit out of them? Abso-fucking-lutely. Did I know my worthiness? No, I did not. Did I know how to use my voice? No, I did not. If they got upset with me, would I pacify them? Yes, I would. Did God allow me to stay away from them when I wanted to do things with them and it ended up being out of my control? Yes, God did. So my thing is, take it up with God, baby. We can say all day, well, if you said you was going to this event, you should have saved money months ago. Well, I was only 22, 23, barely, not even making $12. And had a newborn child. Was I thinking about saving? Abso-fucking-lutely not. So we can talk about all the things you think I should have did. But that wasn't my reality. My reality was different from these people that I used to call my friend. I had kids early. I had kids before all of them. Okay? I got married before all of them. I probably have boyfriends before maybe one or two of them. You understand what I'm saying? Long-lasting boyfriends. So my point and the fact of the matter is, and I still have my own shit on top of what I didn't know at the time, my ancestorship. So then when I was not emotionally available for these people who I used to call my friends, all hell started to break loose. You hear me? When you allow yourself to only be emotionally available for you, your children, your situation, if you have a spouse or someone, you know, a living boyfriend, girlfriend, something like that, and you take your power and your attention away from them, and you're not doing it on purpose, you're just learning more of who you are supposed to be, it's going to show in their actions. I've had this one person tell me, I stopped talking to you on purpose just to see if you was gonna call. Well, you manipulative as fuck. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't even being real with yourself. You ain't even being real with yourself. I ain't even mad that you did that. You had to do what was best for you, but it sounds like you wasn't actually doing what was best for you. You were trying to get my attention like a little kid when a mama is on the phone and the little kids start making noise because they want their mama's attention. So you wasn't doing really what was best for you. You were doing what was best for your ego in that time. Keep it real. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm going to keep it real with you. But nobody wanted to hear me. They wanted to scream at me. I had two people that screamed to the top of their lungs. I got the one that's still mad from 2 years ago and probably others. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, you just going to be more mad. You think you mad now? When you really start seeing me, you really gonna be bad. For real. And I'm not, that's not me trying to be like, you ain't shit, because you are shit. You are some, you are something. But you ain't nothing to me. Because I have to move on with my life. And I would have hoped this person was doing this. So because this person was not, they have all this built up animosity. If you think about all this anger that this person has and you just recently gave birth to a child, like, do you think that that child didn't get that energy? Do you think it just disappeared? Nah, baby. So those are things people don't think about. You holding all this animosity, anger, jealousy, pissed offness, pettiness against your family, your friends, your ex-friends, and you have a child, y'all babies is getting this energy, y'all. This is for all of us, me included. This is for all of us. That's not okay. Just like what we're dealing with, things that our ancestors went through or didn't go through and didn't do what certain things back in the 1700s of before, we have that shit in us now that we're dealing with. And now I feel like now some of us, because all of us don't get it and are not aware at all, that they are the curse breakers. They don't get it. And the thing is, they're not supposed to, because they're not. Maybe their children are the curse breakers. Maybe their grandchildren are the curse breakers. Because some people right now who are like around my age, they don't understand. They don't get it. They're still stuck in the matrix. So everything that's happening in the matrix is what they're connected to. You feel me? You have to take what's in the matrix and get your lesson in it. Find the lesson so it will grow you up and evolve you so that you can find your true voice, your authenticity of who you are and who you are capable to be, because we are all powerful. We are all powerful if we allow ourselves to be. But when you want to stay stuck in a lower vibration and that energy, people not gonna fuck with you, yo. And because the thing is that your higher self don't want to fuck with you, because you love the petty energy. You love to be mad. You love to find something wrong with somebody who you jealous of. When you in that type of energy, you may succeed in certain areas of the matrix, but in your spirit and in your soul, It's going to be longing for who you really should be. It's going to be longing. And you're going to be doing this shit all over again. But you're not going to get that. That what I just said, going to go right over your head. But that's where you are, and there's nothing wrong with that. But hear me so that you can start seeing yourself. So you can start seeing yourself. Y'all had to stop cooking. I'm over here cooking a little quinoa with a little broccoli and mushrooms. I had to stop cooking for a hot sec because I like to walk. If I'm not sitting at my desk with my mic, I like to walk and talk. That's just the type of person I am. So usually, like when I'm doing my podcast, like I love, or my episodes on my podcast, I love talking to people. I feel like I'm literally talking to you all, and like I can see your faces, your beautiful faces, okay? As I'm talking to a real friend, okay? Because the thing is that we're going to go through things, y'all. We're going to go through things with people. People are going to become our enemies. And I had to recognize, I was like, damn, I'm glad I got to a point some years back that I was okay if people didn't like me. I was okay if people didn't understand me. I have family who don't get me. And it's okay. It's family who decided to cut out. It's okay. Let me tell y'all, this full moon have people acting real interesting. I had another situation where I wouldn't call her my family member, but she's like a family member's spouse. And you know, I know what type of time she was on with this family member, but the family member is so clueless to how their spouse is, unfortunately. But, you know, this family member got exactly what they deserve. You know what I'm saying? When it came to, like, their children don't even mess with them. Like, it got to that, you know? Because they fake. They fake. When you are fake, like, you're not living up to your higher self. You can portray all day with a smile, but when you take the face off and you are just in the presence of a person's energy. Like I do that. Like I do that to people. I take the face off. Cause see, if you keep that face on them, if you keep their face, you'll start softening up and just letting a motherfucker treat you any kind of way, y'all. Take the face off and allow the energy. Allow the energy and really hear the energy. I don't mean if somebody having a bad day or a bad week or going through something with a significant other. We all go through all of that shit. We decided to come here to live this human life. Ain't nobody exempt from shit, okay? But I'm talking about at their core. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the energy at their core. It's a different energy. You got to recognize and discern what that is and what that looks like. Not trying to find something wrong with somebody, but understanding at their core what type of energy they are, okay? So I seen this. I was at the post office with my son taking a package for a friend of mine or whatever to get mailed off. And so we're in there and I'm laughing it up with the lady at the register, y'all. Mind you, all this was around full moon. I got other stories, but we ain't gonna get into that because we already like I need to just make another one, okay? Another episode for y'all. But story time part two. Okay. But you all, what happened was me and my son are in there chuckling, laughing with the cashier lady at the post office or whatever, the customer service rep. And so she was laughing. She said, girl, where is it going? You ain't got no address on the box. So we start laughing because I wasn't even thinking, because when I left my friend's house, he hadn't put the address on the box. I said, he did text it to me though. Let me write it on here. She was like, you can just turn around and you know how in the post office, they got the little round thing in the middle, whatever. So on the other side of the little table thing, it was the line for the other customers to be served. So I turn around, I start writing. I felt this, like somebody was staring at me, y'all. So, I mean, I looked at the line, but it wasn't like that. But I looked down. It was like 3-4 people down. It was this person, this spouse. So I chuckled. Listen, I chuckled. The person So I put my head down, kept writing. I said, So, because I had to get my business done. So I ain't give up. Listen, let me tell y'all something. If we don't talk and we ain't cool and I know you my enemy, I'm not fucking with you. I'm not going to fake with you. I ain't going to be like, how you been doing? I ain't doing none of that. We are not in alignment. People think they have to engage with people who they know are their enemies or who don't fuck with them or who you know been fake with you. You do not have to do that. I'm telling you today, if you are not in alignment, I don't care if it's a parent, I don't care if it's any family member, friend, foe, whoever, you do not have to engage with these people. If you are not in alignment, stop it. Stop doing that to yourself. Because you're going to go in the mirror and you're going to be mad that you was being fake. So don't do it. Okay? So, I'm just going to walk out. Babe, after I got done handling my business. Baby, did this woman not turn around and walk out? Y'all, I was rolling. Legit. I said, I don't know what she thought I was going to do. Because, girl, I don't. Hey, one thing about it, I'm not about to fight you. I'm not fighting you. I'm not even about to look. I done looked up and seen you. I don't have no reason to keep looking at you. I don't grim nobody. For what? For what? Listen, and if you try to sneak me, like, you going to feel all this in the courtroom. That's all. If you try to sneak me, you're going to feel it all in the courtroom. Okay? I don't have nothing to talk to these people about. I don't know if she felt like, I can't show. Yeah. See that low vibration that she moves on and in, knew that it couldn't look at me again. It knew it couldn't look at me again. It knew it couldn't stand for me to walk past. So it ran. That's what they do. They run. They run, baby. And then you had those ones that come and try you. You had those low vibrational energies that come and try you. Just so they can see, because they miss that good feeling of just hearing your voice and your good ass energy. Because they feed off you like some motherfucking, they feed like a vampire. Because they used to be able to do that. They used to be able to feed off you, get all your information about, what you cook, how you cook that, what do you use, what herbs do you use, how you make candles. And y'all better not get me started on how you make candles, because actually the person in the first story didn't even ask. She just started making them, which was weird as hell. And if y'all know me, y'all know I have a candle business. Now, supposedly, this person was my really good friend. So why wouldn't you say, let's get together and make some candles? One day I'm on the phone with her. I got her on the car phone. And I'm with my cousin at the store. And she just clinker, 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 clink, clink. I was like, what's that noise? So my cousin look at me. I'm like, what is that? I'm thinking she baking a cake or some shit. Y'all come to find out she done bought stuff to make candles, y'all. And I said, well, anybody can make candles. But my point was, so when I got off the phone, my cousin says, she always make candles? I said, no, this was new to me too. I said, that's so fucking weird. Like, you know your best friend makes candles. You don't say, friend, I want to start making candles. But you have me send you 2 invoices for candles. You never pay them. And then you all of a sudden start making them. Okay, weirdo. Let me tell y'all something. I've always had people copy me. I used to be like, it's no big deal. Oh, that's probably how I decided to make people my friends, because I'm like, okay, let's dress alike. Let's this alike. Let's go out. We like to do this. Sometimes that type of energy will trick you when you're not at a higher vibration. I mean, I know better now, but that type of energy back then was able to trick me into believing like we have something in common. No, that energy wanted to wear what I wanted to wear, even wearing my clothes. It was more than just
sharing because we didn't share shit. It was me giving the clothes for them to wear. It was me having the boyfriends and the friends for them to be able to engage with. You feel me? They might have done it a couple times, but for the most part, no, not so much. So you have to recognize when people want to be you so bad. They wish they had the family. They wish they had the children. But then when they get it, all of a sudden the husband is selfish. And all of a sudden you have a whole new baby and you sitting here arguing till you pop a lung out with somebody who you stopped talking to 2 years ago. There is definitely a problem. Oh, y'all didn't finish. I didn't even finish. Y'all know I be skipping around with these people because they be interesting. Because these are some interesting stories and I need y'all to hear it and not just hearing me talking about it, but hearing like the lessons that can be learned with this type of energy. Y'all know I'm on that type of time. Y'all know I don't just be like, yeah, and another thing, they did this, they did that. No, the type of time I'm on is to make you hear what I'm saying about these type of people because I want you to view your own life. Are you that type of person? Or are you the person that this type of shit be going on with? Like, I want you to become aware. Y'all know that's the type of time I'm on. Become aware of what's going on around you and within you. Okay? And so, you all, after we get off the phone and we part our ways on the phone and after she yells and screams, I don't know. I just, okay, girl. Yeah, girl. I'm like, oh God, bye. Because at this point, I will not allow you to drain my energy like you have in the past with when we used to be on phone conversations and it would only be about her. We wasn't doing that, okay? I got off before I got drained, all right? Had to. The baby texts me. The child texts me. Text me some old bullshit. And said, now I'm really blocking your silly ass. I'm like, oh God. Here we go. I'm like, man, I'm sorry that y'all go through this with these ladies who don't control their emotions and really be angry about their daddy issues and their mama issues and their family issues. And I just put the icing on the cake for these hoes for them to see themselves. And they still don't see themselves. They just mad, okay? That was a joke, y'all. But no, really, people really be having the mommy and daddy issues and do not tap into them. And they do not observe them and find out why they so angry. And find out why they so angry at their siblings. Because their sibling had a child before them. These people really be mad. They really be mad. But they don't realize you need to talk to God. Let me tell y'all what this baby said. She told me I need help in prayer. So I just put the peace sign because at this point, I'm only about peace. I'm not doing this with you. Now, if I need to tear down some shit, I tear down some shit. Y'all, listen. Hey, if I got to cause a ruckus, I will. But in a way that's serving, not how she just served low vibrational energy. That ain't what I'm talking about. I put the peace sign. I'm out. I ain't got nothing else to say to this motherfucker. She comes back with another text message telling me, and I didn't block your silly ass. Then the bitch say, go to hell, angel. I said, oh, she done prayed for me, told me I need help, and sent me to hell all in the same minute. I'm like, I don't know who she's serving over there, but she probably need to switch her. She probably need to switch the energy that she served because, girl, you done said, she said, with your delusional, girl, y'all, I keep saying girl, guy, whoever listening, the baby done called me delusional several times on top of selfish, bitch, hoe, all of that, okay, and I was delusional, I don't know how I forgot that. I said, these people be learning them new words, delusional, and they just take it and run with it, don't they? It's so cute, and so, she made sure to say it again in the text with your delusional ass. You go to hell. I was like, wow, I ain't never sent nobody to hell. Like, I send people out of my life. So they go mind their own business and I mind mine, which I deal with her. And it happened like that, thankfully. It was so funny because I'm like, this sis don't even understand. You can't send me to hell, baby girl. because the energy you in, you trying to take me right where you are, which is hell. The vibration she was in was low as fuck. What is that? What is low vibration? What is low? What's low? People say hell is low, right? That God is high, hell is low, and all the things, right? She was not on a high frequency. She was on a very low frequency. So she was trying to drag me down to where she was. Baby, let me tell y'all something. I have done work within these last probably seven, 8 years that have gotten me to a place of, baby, you can't take me there with you. Because I see the energy that you're working off of. So you can't take me there. You're not going to take me there. I'm not going to allow you to take me there because I'm literally powerful. I'm literally an expression of God. You can't take me there unless I want you to. Now, unless I want her to, that's the only way she's going to take me. I'm not going to allow her to drag me with her like she thought she was going to do with them words, with cussing me out, with calling me out my name. Honey, girl, I done been through so much stuff in my life with people that was closer to me than you. What you talking about? Baby, what I tell you, it did nothing but rolled off my back. It rolled off my back. And let me tell y'all something about me if you don't know me. I'm a very caring, giving, compassionate, kind-hearted person and very empathetic. Very empathetic. When I tell you if somebody was happy as fuck, I'm happy as fuck with them. I'm encouraging them. I'm sending them love. I'm like, congratulations. I'm proud of you. Blah, blah, blah. If they're feeling low, if they feeling hurt and sad, I'm right there with them. But let me tell you the type of energy that I do not engage with. I do not engage with energy that try to pull me into some shit that they knew they was getting theirself into on purpose. I don't engage with it. I will engage and give you my opinion. But as far as the me being empathetic to take myself to the energy that you're at, I can't do it. You have to discern where you need to go with certain people, okay? Some people will try to drag you into an energy that is within them just so you can take away their pain. So you can, because when you're an empath, you can legit take away people's pain. You can legit have people forgetting what they just went through. Because they're going to feel all better after they talk to you. And that's that shit where a few of these people that was in my life, they were tied to the feeling that I gave them after they had a phone conversation with me. Y'all may hear my floor creaking the whole time. So you have to recognize when you have relationships truly with people, or when you do, and you may have them, but sometimes you have to allow the emotional side of things where you're so empathetic, where you're taking on their energy, where they can feel better, because you don't like people to hurt. You don't like people to be mad at their siblings or mad at their parents or mad at some man, you know. You want them to feel better. You just want your person who you are talking to feel better. But sometimes you cannot allow yourself to always be the soil for people to bury their trash in. You can't. You cannot. And I'm saying that from a place of wisdom. I'm saying that from a place of peace. I'm saying that from a place of divine energy. I mean that because people will use good soil to bury trash. And that's just as simple as that. It's nothing wrong with you engaging with your people when they're going through something, but you just have to have discernment. But let me say this, when you start doing this, if you haven't already, you're gonna lose people. Don't try to look at or engage who you're gonna lose. You're just going to know the energy shift because you shifted your energy. And you had to for yourself. You had to for your. Because there are people who will not want to understand your level of transfiguration. They do not want to understand that that's a space where you are not wanting to be anymore. They are not recognizing and not hearing you, that that's just something you don't want to engage in anymore. And let me say this. I'm not talking about when you 14 and 15 years old, when you're trying to figure out life. And you like, oh, come on, friend. Let's go do this. And they like, no, I don't want to do that. And you like, no, come on. We've all done it. We've all went to places we didn't want to go. We've all been around people we didn't want to be with. Because why? We did not know our worth. We did not use our voice. We didn't know how. And if we did, it was in a very emotional and outburstful, if that's a word, way. We didn't use it in a healthy way. And we did not stand on our boundaries because we didn't know how. Because we young. Even in, now, some 20-year-olds now are different. But like when I was 20, like some of us didn't know what a boundary fucking was. Of course, the 20-year-olds now know what that is because it's more, it's out there more, right? So they're start, they know how to kind of work with that. Even my children as teenagers are learning boundaries now. So back then, I'm 40, we didn't know nothing about that bullshit. We wasn't intentional with how we move and what we think and who we're around. We wasn't, it was none of that. So I don't like when I have had people who try to put all the blame on me and how I decided to move in my life with the things that I went through and not looking at their role and how they played a part in my decision making for myself. You can call it selfish if you want, but if we don't start embracing our boundaries, our values, people will continue to run a fucking muck in your life. I promise you. I promise you, don't be afraid to have boundaries with your parents. Don't be afraid to know this is what I value, peace. So the first, so if there's a person who comes into your life cussing you to hell and back, you know that that person does not deserve another chance in your life. You know that for a fact. But see, sometimes we have people who are like, oh, bitch, this, that, hoe, that. And down the line, y'all see each other and, oh, we got kids and y'all become friends again. You have to recognize what you value. This person is not a peaceful person. Why you got them in your life? If they don't bring peace to you and you don't bring peace to them, why are y'all still in each other's lives? That's why I say people are so afraid of not being in alignment with people. It's sad because you will stay stuck in situations that you should have let go even probably as a damn teenager or before that. Because I know I have had a relationship that I let go on till I was 30. Let me see, I'm 40, like 37, something like that. 37, 38, something like that. I think 37. I should have let that person go when I was in... fourth or fifth grade, when they used to belittle me and how I decided I wanted to do my hair. Belittle me. Say how stupid and ugly my hair looked. And I kept that person as a friend. And then moving along, I'm sure the person used to talk about me like a dog. I know they did. I always felt that energy from that person. Like they used to talk about me like with they parent, you know, I always felt like that, especially getting old, like as we were getting older and shit, like she's just that type of person. And because I know she would do it about her other friends. So I know I was included. But then when we were in our teenage years, I hear the person talking about me, her mama, her auntie. And the thing is, y'all,
This is me. I'm not hurt by this anymore. I'm telling y'all this because y'all let people run a fucking muck in your life. Stop doing it. And I knew then to let her go. But did I? No, because, oh, she apologized. She was sorry. No, that's how she felt when you're not around. Angel, that's how she felt about you, your mama, and your auntie. But you let her stay in your life still. But you knew in the back of your head as you got older, you didn't know how to use your voice at the time. So you didn't know how to say, I don't trust you. I haven't trusted you for a long time. That's why you're not a priority. That's why you're not a priority, because I haven't trusted you in a very long time. I wasn't trying to hurt you. I just didn't know how to use my voice. But now that I found my voice, I can speak up and I can say that. You feel me? So if that ever comes back around again in a way where we are having an adult conversation with, and this is a total different person, y'all, by the way. If I'm having a conversation, because I want y'all to take these tips and understand. If this comes back around where you're able to have an adult conversation with somebody and you legit, you're not just saying shit like, oh, you're gaslighting, you're a narcissist, you're a bitch, you're a hoe, you are this, you are that. That's not grown-up conversations to me. When we can talk to each other and be grown-ups for real and recognize the parts that we played and even the parts that we didn't realize we played, and you allow the person to speak up for themselves instead of calling them all kind of names, baby, you will, you, the thing is, these type of people, they won't get nowhere with nobody. Not they spouse. They, some of them don't even, can't even get a man. They can't get a man. They can't keep a man. And not because they're deciding not to. No, because you just can't. You ain't wrapped too tight. Okay? That's what I'm saying. You have to recognize and allow people to express the part that they recognize that they did play. But when you're yelling and screaming and your emotions are not, are all out of whack, but you telling the person they need to dig deeper and that they need to do the work, but you screaming like a crazy baboon, a baboon that lost their fucking kids. You think this person listening to you or want anything to do with you at this point? No, they do not. They don't even want to express that they want to say, I apologize for the part I played. They don't even want to tell you no more. And the thing is, it's not that they don't, they can't. But let me say who that is. That's still God, y'all. That's still divine energy, y'all. That's coming in and making that happen just like that. That's what you got to know. That's what you got to know. I'm not about to call that, oh, that's the devil. That's lower vibrational energy that's out there. But guess who's allowing it? The all-seeing, the all-knowing. But it's for a reason. And when I tell you, when I look at it, I take my lessons from it. I see it from a deeper level, not just like, oh, this woman cussed me out. Because if I did, I would have been cussing her out too. I'd have been all in her shit, right? But that wasn't the energy. I didn't have that energy. So that's why I'm like, I didn't look at it just like face value. She cussed me out saying all kind of names to me. But most people would have cussed her the fuck back out. Like, or pulled up on her. Or pulled up on her. See, these people like to play. But they don't know that I have a deeper connection with the all-seeing, all-knowing, which is me, which is my higher self, because I am a part of the all-seeing, all-knowing, most high, that created itself as me. And because I recognize that, and I don't look at this energy of God as outside of me or in the clouds or some shit or just in this Holy Bible. I am that energy. I am that energy. And I don't care who don't believe that. Because the thing is, you're that energy as well. We can stop. That's a whole nother topic for another situation. We like to say God is in me. No, you are the creator creating itself. Okay? But when you decide to deal in the other vibration of the divine, the lower part of the divine, which is the lower vibrational, people want to call it the devil. understand again that that's still God allowing itself to be that way. The other side. And like people say, like when Christians say in the Bible, like, oh, God created an angel and he turned bad. Okay, well, hey, however you want to put it. But God still created itself and it turned that way. Cool. Ain't nothing wrong. Hey, we've all dealt in our low vibrational self. If we didn't, we wouldn't be human. And we also would not be the divine. If you did not move in your lower vibrational self at some point in your life, you a liar saying that you never did. That's first off, because we all have. We've all have activated our lower and our lower and our higher self, period. But some people loves to dwell and be in their lower vibrational state and always got these little things in the back of their head, how they be viewing people. And you may see them sometimes staring off at a certain person because they got these thoughts running through their head that they don't even maybe consciously realize that they're thinking about a person, because it's subconscious, because they've always felt this about a person. So you just got to be careful about the energy that you keep around you or the energy that you allow to stay in your life after you recognize from your higher self what type of energy it is. Get it out. Get it away from you. You have that power. Again, take the face off. Quit saying, oh, well, that's my this or that's my that. We can figure it out. Let me say something. Most of the time, it don't get figured out because y'all not in alignment. I don't care if it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a best friend, a cousin, a sister, a brother, a mama, a daddy. You better check yourself. Go within yourself before you get to talking about, I'm going to cut this person off. I'm going to cut them off. I'm sick of everybody. Because I remember somebody did that shit. Like, you got to relax and go within yourself and see why you even feel that way. Because really, you want to cut that man off that ain't yours. Or that man off that really don't want you and want you sometimes for only certain things. You got to be real with your fucking self, y'all. That lower energy that you're in with that man or that woman, you taking it out literally on everybody else. You're taking off on everybody else. We've all been in a situation where we dealing with something with one person and we use that energy for everybody else. Everybody getting a bullet. We've all done it. And if you haven't, good for you. Good for you. Let me tell you the way I've done it. I've done it in a way where one person do something, and I'm noticing, like, I don't even, like, when I start recognizing my, when it comes to trust, even though the Christian Bible says, trust no man. They don't mean just like a man, a male. No man. That mean one man. Oh, man. Okay. But let me say this, though, y'all. Understand, like, I've done it in a way, like, if somebody does something and I recognize, like, damn, I don't even fucking trust you no more. You know what I'm saying? And then if I get a little tinge, and it's really it ain't even really the same, but it's kind of the same. Then I know that somebody do kind of the same thing. I'm like, what is up with these people? And they doing the same type of shit, but in a different way, and it's a different face. I'm wanting to cut both off like I did, let's say, the other one. You know what I'm saying with that? And so I feel like we've all done it in some type of capacity, but you have some who people may just be going through their own shit and not necessarily doing anything to you. These are the people I'm talking about. Them ones that don't do nothing particularly to you, to harm you, to hurt you, especially when you know the type of person they are, the heart that they have, how they give to you, how they love you, how they teach you how to love, and you've even said it. But because you got a situation going on with somebody else that got your world flipped upside down, you trying to flip over all of your world. You don't even recognize it. You trying to flip out people who actually care about you because you're not recognizing that the one that don't really care about you, that you want to care about you, ain't caring about you. So now you fucking up all your other relationships and calling yourself kicking other people to the curb because you sick of everybody. No, you sick of that one person.
You ain't sick of everybody. You sick of that one person. That's what you got to recognize. But when you don't, you just got to, it's always a lesson in everything. So if we get to a place where we can recognize, when we can recognize, like, damn, I have a video on now on my YouTube channel. It was something that was going on, like, with a earthly parent of mine, and some things I had recognized when I had talked to one of my ex-friends. And so I have a video on that. Like, one thing about me, I don't mind sharing, because this is funny, because I always used to tell this friend that, like, this other friend, I used to tell her, like, anything I tell you, like, if it's something where I'm like, literally, like, don't say anything, I'm like, if you can use my situation with any of my relationships, I used to tell her this all the time, please use it and see who it can help. Always used to say that. I ain't give a damn how embarrassing somebody thought it was. It wasn't about what somebody else thought it was. It was part of my story that I wanted people to recognize. This is either how it went, how I got through it, see what kind of lessons they can learn, or look at themselves. That has always been my motive. Even when I have to talk about something that I'm going through with somebody, it's never to be like that. No, but it may be some of that, not that, because I don't talk like that. But it'll also be, but you know what? It's okay, because we weren't in alignment, or that's what we had to go through to get where we are. That's the type of time I've always been on. But that's me. That's not everybody. And I'm not trying to make nobody change how they talk. But what I am here to do is make people look at themselves. Look at themselves. Look at their values. Look at their boundaries, what they accept in their lives, what they don't. Do they know how to use their voice? Do they know their worthiness? That's why I tell these stories. This is why I have the platforms that I do. I have my YouTube channel, Healing Versus Her Tarot. I have this platform, Healing Versus Her Podcast. I have my Instagram. Like, I'm doing things for people to recognize their own worth. That's all. See me work through my life, not where you're comparing or like, oh, da-da-da-da-da. But no, it's more so like, let me evaluate me. Am I living up to some of my higher qualities right now? And if I'm not, how can I? What do I like to do? What don't I like to do? You gotta, like, really not, like, unfortunately, you have people who just have jealous spirits. And so anybody that they feel like is quote unquote doing more than them, even though they don't know the person's story, don't know what hell they went through to get to where they are. They don't know shit, but they just see the fancy shit. Like, people, let me tell y'all something. Like, people be wanting marriages so bad, but don't realize the work that it takes in the marriages, or how these two people gonna be once that paper is signed. They want it, but they don't really want it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you did, there's a lot of time most of these people wouldn't even have on their hands, and they'd really be drinking their water and minding their business. And if that's you, drink your water and mind your business and see where you can elevate yourself and in your community. That's all I'm saying. Instead of trying to copy what other people are doing, thinking it's going to work for you, find out what works for you. That's all. Y'all, like, this was intense. Let me tell y'all something. This past full moon was off the motherfucking chain. It literally was shaking shit up and shaking shit out. It was moving around some things. It was like revealing some things. You know what I'm saying? About yourself, about other people. It was like, honestly, I got another level of how to use my throat chakra, y'all. I'm at another level of wanting to use my voice in a way that's going to help people evolve with their own self and stop letting people run a fucking muck in their life. Mock, muck, whatever. Y'all know what I'm saying, okay? That's the type of time I'm on. We done playing silly schoolboy and schoolgirl games.
We are adults. Because most of the people that's listening is you 25 and up. You are an adult. Okay? So here we are doing adult shit. Period. Okay? So that's all I have for you today. I will talk to you soon. Peace.